Immigration advocates say 209 immigrants seeking asylum are being detained at a federal detention center in SeaTac in violation of their constitutional rights. Activists say at least 60 of the asylum seekers are mothers who have been separated from their children. Matt Adams is the legal director with the Seattle-based Northwest Immigrant Rights Project.
Many of these parents are coming to the United States with their children in order to protect their children who are either being forcibly recruited to join the gangs or being preyed upon, sexually assaulted by the gang members. And so the parents have brought their children in hopes of trying to escape the violence that is now prevalent in large areas of Central America.
Adams says many of the detained mothers do not know where their children are. He says their detention violates federal law and that the government can only legally separate parents from children if there's a compelling interest to do so. Immigrant advocates in San Diego are suing the government in a possible class action lawsuit over the practice. Federal immigration authorities declined an interview request. In a written statement, a spokesperson says the government is implementing a zero-tolerance policy due to a surge in illegal border crossings.